Welcome. I'm Anastasia Glova, bringing you the Cato Daily Podcast. Full and edited versions of our podcasts are available on our website at www.cato.org. The federal estate tax on the transfer of inheritance from a deceased person has long been a contentious issue in America. Currently, the top estate tax rate is 46% with a $2 million exemption. As Congress considers permanently repealing the federal estate tax, Director of Tax Policy Studies Chris Edwards offers some good reasons for doing so. Chris, I thought that President Bush already repealed this tax.
Well, in 2001, the big Bush tax cut law repealed the federal estate tax, but only for a single year, in 2010. In 2011, the estate tax or death tax comes back in full force at a rate of 55%. So what Congress is doing this year is trying to permanently repeal the estate tax, effective immediately in 2006.
What exactly is wrong with the estate tax?
Well, there's a lot of things wrong with the estate tax. A lot of economists think that the estate tax is the most inefficient tax in America for two reasons. Firstly, the government spends an enormous amount of time and effort to administer and try to enforce this tax. Because of its extremely high rate, wealthy Americans and small businesses put a huge amount of effort into avoiding the tax. The estate planning and estate tax avoidance industry is gigantic, with high-priced lawyers and accountants doing all kinds of paperwork and litigation. All that is a pure waste from the economy's perspective. The other big waste of the estate tax is that it's thought to suppress savings, investment, and small business activity. I'll give you an example. Supposing you're an entrepreneur who struggled to build a small business into a pretty big enterprise. You may start wondering whether it's worth it to even grow your business anymore if you look ahead and realize that the government's going to take half of all the wealth that you create when you pass away. So for that reason, many economists have estimated that the estate tax suppresses savings and investment in the economy and is a real disincentive to entrepreneurship.
Do other countries have an estate tax?
Well, here's the interesting thing. We often assume that the United States is the lowest tax country around, but actually about half of the countries, half of our major trading partners, don't have an estate tax. Countries like Australia, Canada, New Zealand, even socialist Sweden have an estate tax of zero. They don't tax inheritances or estates. Of the countries that have estate taxes, United States' rate of 46% is the third highest in the world.
What kind of resources are expended on trying to avoid paying the estate tax?
Well, there's been estimates that the amount of time and effort put into paperwork and administration to try to collect the estate tax costs the economy about the same $28 billion as the government actually collects in estate taxes every year. So the economy is wasting as much money to raise this tax as it provides for the government in funding.
What about the argument that repealing the estate tax would be a break for the wealthy?
Actually, the estate tax is a tax on capital or investment, and taxes on investment and capital end up falling on average workers. Why? Because the larger the capital stock or the more investment we have in the economy, it means there's more machines for workers to work with, and it means that their wages will be higher. So the real winners from estate tax repeal will be average workers, because there'll be more investment in the economy, there'll be more entrepreneurs creating more jobs, and that's all good news for the average worker.
What would be the impact on the budget if the estate tax were repealed?
Well, the estate tax only collects just 1% of all federal tax revenue, so it is a really very small part of the federal budget pie. And a lot of economists think that the federal estate tax doesn't actually raise any tax revenue for the government when you consider all the negative side effects of the tax. So if the federal estate tax was repealed, it turns out that income tax revenue and capital gains tax revenue would rise to offset the revenue loss from estate tax repeal. The impact on the deficit would probably be zero.
Congress votes this month on this issue. Do you think the tax will finally be repealed permanently?
I think it's very likely that the estate tax will be repealed or at least substantially reformed this year. Backers of estate tax repeal need 60 votes in the Senate to repeal it, and they're very close to those 60 votes right now. If full repeal doesn't happen, there is a compromise proposed by Senator John Kyle to reduce the rate to just 15%, and that would be a good compromise. It would be a big improvement over current law, but ultimately we should really repeal this entire tax because of its damage it causes to the economy.
This has been Cato Daily Podcast. Thank you for listening.